Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, November 5th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Election night results for a statewide special election. Paso Robles expands emergency medical services with paramedic squad. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today with about a 30% chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 56 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. Free estimate 805-610-8266. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. California voters have approved the new congressional district boundaries proposed by Proposition 50 by a significant margin yesterday. As of early this morning, Prop 50 is sitting at 63.8% yes and 36.2% no. Prop 50 seeks to add as many as 5 additional seats to Democrats in the House of Representatives. Here in San Luis Obispo County, the Clerk Recorder's Office has released an unofficial election night result document. Voters in the county voted 56.21% yes and 43.79% no. The city of Paso Robles announced the implementation of a paramedic squad effective Sunday, November 9th. The city says the launch of this specialized unit was made possible through the support of the Paso Robles City Council and dedicated funding from Measure J20. The city says medical emergencies account for a majority of 911 calls within the city. The paramedic squad is designed for rapid response to medical incidents with trained paramedics and advanced life support capabilities. This approach also preserves fire engines and specialized equipment for fires, rescues, and other kinds of emergencies, reducing wear and operational costs associated with heavy fire apparatus. The city of Paso Robles extends its sincere appreciation to the community for its continued support as it continues to modernize and strengthen emergency response capabilities. Atascadero resident selected as champion of the community by State Park and Recreation Society. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialist. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. An Atascadero resident has been named as the champion of the community by the California Park and Recreation Society, or CRPS, District 8. This district represents Ventura, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo counties. This distinguished honor, according to the city, recognizes individuals who exemplify outstanding commitment, service, and dedication to enhancing community life. Albert Almodova has been granted this honor. He is known as Mr. Atascadero for his leadership and enthusiasm. Albert Almodova has been the driving force, according to the city, behind many of its beloved events and youth programs. This includes the snow slide at Winter Wonderland, coordinating logistics for the Colony Days Parade, cooking for Veterans Memorial events, assisting with the Tamale Festival, and the former Lieutenant Governor of the Kiwanis Club of Atascadero. The city of Atascadero extends its heartfelt congratulations and gratitude to Albert Almodova for his well-deserved recognition. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with private landowners and the Air Pollution Control District, announced there will be another prescribed burn conducted this week. CAL FIRE says the burn will go through approximately 15 acres of vegetation on private lands, 15 minutes east of Santa Margarita, near the intersection of Pozo and Rinconada Road. The burn is scheduled to occur on just one day, Thursday, November 6th at about 10 a.m., weather permitting. The County Sheriff's Office, with assistance from the CHP, have arrested two suspects in connection to a burglary in Templeton and in Napomo. The Sheriff's Office says yesterday at about 4 a.m., they responded to a burglary in progress at a pharmacy on the 600 block of West Teft Street in Napomo. CHP arrived to the city first, and the burglary suspects immediately fled the scene. CHP officers detained one suspect, while the sheriff deputies then conducted a traffic stop on the fleeing vehicle. They found evidence of the burglary inside the vehicle and were able to identify the suspects as the same responsible for a burglary of a pharmacy on the 1300 block of Las Tablas Road in Templeton. The suspects were identified as 32-year-old Andre Story and 41-year-old Brandon Williams, both from the Los Angeles area. They were booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail on charges of burglary and conspiracy. In sports for the NFL, KPRL will have the Raiders game this Thursday at 5 o'clock, where they'll face the Broncos. In the NBA, the Warriors beat the Suns 118-107, the Thunder over the Clippers 126-107, the Pelicans beat the Hornets 116-112, the Raptors over the Bucks 128-100. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Kings, the Lakers will go against the Spurs, the Thunder will face the Trailblazers, and the Pelicans will go against the Mavericks. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:13. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news: by a wide margin, California voters say yes to Prop 50, a measure supported by Governor Gavin Newsom, aimed at redrawing congressional maps to favor Democrats.
But it was not just a victory tonight for the Democratic Party. It was a victory for the United States of America, for the people of this country and the principles that our founding fathers lived and died for.
Newsom speaking Tuesday night, criticizing President Trump, saying he's an historically unpopular president. Republican State Assemblyman David Tongipa says the passage of Prop 50 is unfortunate.
It is a sad day when it comes to Prop 50 because the people of California have been lied to. They've been lied to by Governor Newsom and the elites here in Sacramento.
Tongipa says Republicans will continue to fight and try to make progress as they try to narrow the gap with Democrats in the Golden State. California has some of the highest taxes in the United States, ranking 48th out of 50 states. The bottom ranking for tax-friendly states landing California just ahead of New Jersey and New York, according to the Tax Foundation. Jeff Scott, California News.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to PureTalk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those PureTalk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, PureTalk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you, and my mother, unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Let's be honest, everyone hates putting up Christmas lights, so why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slow Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at slowholidaylights.com.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
KPRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Launched in 2024, Merced College's AgTech program was designed to teach farm workers foundational skills they need to perform high-tech jobs in the agricultural sector. Agriculture and the AgTech industry is evolving. Cody Jacobson, Dean of Agriculture and Industrial Technology at Merced College, told AgAlert in an interview, quote, "We want to train the boots-on-the-ground laborers, the folks who are harvesting our fruits and vegetables, so that they can be competitive for these careers and not get displaced out of jobs." The program, which is part of the F3 initiative, is offered at 7 community colleges in California. It is the state's first competency-based agriculture program, which means that instead of enrolling for a 15-week semester and earning a letter grade, students complete the course on their own time and earn a certificate by demonstrating mastery of the skills taught in the program. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic is brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Cloudy skies today with about a 30% chance of showers this afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. South-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, lows right around 52. West-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 70s, north winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday, mostly cloudy on Monday, partly cloudy Tuesday, cloudy Wednesday with about a 40% chance of showers. Upper 70s Friday and Saturday, low 80s Sunday, upper 70s on Monday, low 70s Tuesday, then down to 66 a week from today. Currently it is 56 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Hey folks, this is Greg King from your Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. What a great grand opening we've had. Apparently people love good quality products at a fair price, like our USDA Creekstone beef. For this week, we're featuring chuck roast at $6.99 a pound and 80% lean ground beef at $4.99 a pound. And our best quality of prairie fresh, all natural pork, like our pork tri-tips for just $2.99 a pound and our fresh ground pork just $3.99 a pound. In our seafood department, we have fresh Atlantic salmon fillets at just $12.99 a pound. In the North County, we've learned you love our organic produce, like our 2-pound organic bags of Fuji, Granny Smith, or Honeycrisp apples at just $2.99 per bag. Check out our service deli where we're making fresh, wholesome food every day and many more specials throughout the store. We're Valley Fresh Market, bringing you fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast every day. We're located at 1855 El Camino Real off the Del Rio exit in Atascadero.
I'm Dr. Brad Dick, chiropractor. Chronic low back pain has no single cause. The way you sit, stand, or move can make matters worse. Learn to identify and break bad habits which may lead to chronic pain. I am a specialist in relieving pain and improving your body's physical function. Spinal adjustments help a joint recover its range of motion and relieve pain. Call Brad Dick Chiropractic at 238-6004, located at 1020 17th Street, across from Blake's True Value Hardware.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Private employers added 42,000 new jobs in October as measured by payroll processing company ADP. It's stronger than economists were predicting after jobs were lost in September. Workers are still getting raises. Annual pay rose 4.5% in October. ADP chief economist Neela Richardson says jobs were added in October for the first time since July, but hiring was modest relative to earlier this year. IBM is cutting thousands of jobs as it adapts for artificial intelligence. The Wall Street Journal says the company describes it as a low single-digit percentage of its total workforce. McDonald's sales increased in the recent quarter, but the company's making less from discounted meals. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Feel that chill in the air? Now's the perfect time to layer up. The outerwear shop is now open at UNTUCKit with sharp new jackets and vests made for this season and beyond. You'll find all the right layers to keep you warm and looking sharp, including cozy sweaters, sweatshirts, and more. But hurry, fall weather won't wait, and neither should you. So don't miss the outerwear shop, open now at UNTUCKit.com and more than 80 stores worldwide. UNTUCKit, shirts designed to be worn, untucked.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
You know what's better than falling in love? Falling into fortune at the Tachi Palace. No painful heartbreak, just cold hard cash. every Friday in November. Win up to $5,000 cash or taxicash. Then stick around for our November grand prize drawings. You could win a brand new Toyota truck. So fall into fortune at the Tachi Palace, where falling actually improves your balance. Your bank account balance.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech ready to go, and it's brought to you by, well, Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text that. Use that to text. 238 KPRL as we're ready to go on the morning after.
In this vast and troubled world, we sometimes lose our way. But I am never lost. I feel this way because
KPRL.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, Karen will have on Debbie Arnold to talk about the recap of the election and some other things as well. Also, a very nice event is coming up this Saturday. It's a salute to our heroes out at the Astraea Warbird Museum from 10 until 3. It's just 10 bucks to get in. They'll have lots for you to see and do, such as the Show and Shine Car Show, first responder displays. They'll have military vehicle displays, lots of them. Reenactments. How about some paratrooper drops? That'll be fun for everyone. Kids Zone, some food, beer, and wine. All right, and I've got a few tickets still left here, so if you'd like a pass to get in, just email me, Kevin at KPRL.com, and I will let you know through this magic of the internet known as the email if you have won them or not. So, it is simply that easy. Well, we got, I could say we got hammered. Yeah, the people of California spoke. The people of San Luis Obispo County spoke. Chris, what were the numbers in this county, 56 to 43, to just round it out?
About 56 to 43%, yes.
Okay, that's...
so far, anyway.
Yeah, so far, but that's a significant amount, and certainly statewide with the 63 to 37, ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. Some things, obviously, to go to ask some questions about that, but we have a phone caller. Hi, good morning.
Yes, sir. I'm kind of curious about this paramedic squad that they're talking about in Paso Robles, and I'm wondering what hospital they are going to be talking to and what doctors they are going to be talking to. Just kind of curious about that. Thank you, and I'll take the mess off the air.
All right, if we have an answer for you.
I don't, unfortunately. It doesn't say anything about that in the release. I know our city manager spoke about it last night in the city council meeting. I don't recall hearing that while I was listening to it either.
Okay, so this has to do with the, from the Fire Chief Sternetta, right? With that, well, that was the release that came from him.
Right. The press release came from him on the new paramedic squad, but I don't see anything mentioning a hospital or doctors that they'll be corresponding with.
Okay. And again, from what little I do know, is the hospital has to do, I know that there's a couple of people out there listening that they not necessarily did this for a living, but they know it is based on the need. Some hospitals are just specialist in, you know, whatever it may be, heart, head, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm just assuming, maybe we can get clarification on how that will, the decision gets made. So anyway, that's because we had an incident, I forget where it was, but anyway, somebody was questioning why somebody was flown to a hospital further away than, you know, again, I'll just use this as an example as opposed to Twin City. And I was told by someone who is in the medical field, it's based on the type of injury that occurs. And again, some hospitals are just more equipped to handle certain types of things. So anyway, thank you for that. Appreciate it, as always, somebody calling in and giving that. And let's see here. And we also have a little thing I'll might as well let you know that there is, well, I have to get more clarification on this before I read it. Okay, so with the Prop 50 going down like the Hindenburg, for those of you, I know probably isn't anybody still alive from the Hindenburg, but it went down in flames here in California. And then we saw what happened around the country, particularly in New York. So the question is, and I'll start with California here, why do you think people want to give more power to the government? You voted for the committee for the maps in 2008, I think it was. And now you gave that power back to the politicians. Now, we're hearing Trump, Trump, Trump. People don't like Trump. Well, that's all well and good. You might want to look what's happening around the world in the United States regarding some of the decisions he's made, by the way. And you just heard the story from California News that California is only behind New York and New Jersey as the highest tax the tax state in the country. It's not because Republicans are running it. It's because Democrats are. And now you gave them more power. And you're going to complain about your salaries. You're going to complain about the cost of living. You're going to continue to complain and beg and beg and beg and blame somebody else. You can blame yourselves. Also, I would like to, and if we can, there's a way to get them, but I'm not that skilled, to have a breakdown on the voting, particularly here in the county, on the amount of people, and if they break it down and can do that into the parties, to see how many people sat home from each party and so forth. Let's go back to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Daff.
Hey, you know why I think Paso Robles is doing so good business-wise is because you have so many local advertisers that advertise on your station.
No doubt about it.
You know, with all the radio stations that I listen to, all of them added up. They don't even begin to have the amount of advertisers you have. I mean, it's just, you know. And then another thing is that somebody suggested that you advertise on other stations, you know, that your station is out there.
No. We've been down that road.
I know, but the thing is that there are so many radio stations all over in this county, and I have not heard of any of them, hardly. They are out there, and people just don't know about them. Other stations and TV stations, they always advertise themselves on other stations. And I think that you should do it. You have a gold mine there, Kevin.
Daffy, I will tell you this for the last time. I will not do it, and most legitimate radio stations will not do it. Do you understand that?
Yeah. I just want to tell you that a lot of times you'll advertise like a show that's going to be on TV, and it isn't even with Fox Network. You even advertise other programs.
We have no control of what we get from the national sources.
Yeah, but once in a while you'll advertise something that's going to be on some other TV station that isn't even Fox. A program that you think could be interesting to your listeners.
Okay,
and what they do is they turn your radio off and they listen to the show that you advertised.
Well, I don't necessarily advertise it. It's going to be more than likely in the course of a conversation and also being realistic. I don't think that every single person listens to any station, music, news, talk, whatever, 24 hours a day. So you have to be a little bit realistic when you're bringing up the subjects of, okay, there's a ball game on tonight. There's a big whatever on tonight. Yeah, it's over there. So I can't completely ignore it. Now, one of the things I'll go back to, though, about when you talk about the radio advertising, and this has been something that I'm not going to say we battle because we have an outstanding sales staff that's smart as heck, is a lot of the advertisers, they tend to be, in some cases, single-minded. In other words, they want to be on a particular station, which is fine because, you know, a lot of times you have to base it on your demographics and, you know, the product you sell. But when it comes to cost, somebody will say, well, I'm going to be on this station because it reaches the entire county. Statistics will show that most people don't drive more than 10 miles. So if I'm a, let's just say a flower shop in, you know, pick whatever city, and I'm going to be on this station that covers the entire county, not just, you know, because we're primarily North County. Nobody's driving from Paso Robles to Napomo to buy some flowers. So that money that you think is being well spent, indeed, you're only reaching a percentage of your listeners that are in reality going to reach you, as opposed to the people in the North County, KPRL, you can get pretty close, you know, within 10 or 15 minutes of, you know, the shop or the advertiser you hear. That's just people's habits. And that has been proven for 60 years in radio.
You know, Kevin, if you ever go to sell your station, you just remember your station is worth gold. And don't, I've heard a couple other radio people talk about your station and say that you're trying to sell it and you're asking way too much money. You know,
they aren't radio people. They are people that have tried to sabotage the radio station. There's a couple of people out there that have tried to sabotage by putting the word on the street. And what they are trying to do is to hurt the advertisers, because if they think that it's being sold, then they may be hesitant. And what that does, it, what they are hoping to do or have tried to do, is to then lower the value of KPRL. There's just, let me see, 1, 2, 3 sleaze bags in this county that have tried to do that. And we, look, I've been in charge here since 92. We've taken so many damn arrows, and we've taken them with our chest out, because those people, they've got nothing.
You're correct. They have no local advertisers, hardly whatsoever.
No, what I'm saying
like
is
you do.
They've got nothing.
That's true.
They've tried many, many times to come after us, to try and hurt us, put out false things, whether it's the fish wraps or some other things, but also some individuals who have tried to do that, and it ain't going to work.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just want to compliment you and your station.
Well, thank you very much.
What a great job your station does, and it's just a shame more people can't hear all the information, not necessarily the advertisers, but all the great information that they don't know about.
Well, the advertisers are extremely important, and we've been very, very thankful for the loyalty over the years, and also because it works. Radio works. That was an old ad campaign from the 1980s. Thank you, Daffy. I appreciate it.
Sure.
All right, there you have a little bit of that off to the side a little bit. So why do people want to give power to the government? Does anybody know why? Oh, here it is, the answer on the email. Because politicians have the power to take money from the taxpayers to solve the problems of society. Well, I will argue, not necessarily against this, that many of the problems of society are caused by government. Now, government is needed. We know that. For, you know, supposedly for the public good and infrastructure. And I'm not throwing in good intentions. Don't care about the good intentions. Yes, we do need some regulations. But when you look at regulations alone, they become cumbersome. And what are the regulations, the intent? Well, they're good intentions to protect the citizens. Well, I would argue that a lot of the regulations have been implemented over the years to cover the cost of government because they mismanage money and they simply want more money. And again, to the simple question, anybody, can you tell me why you want to give more power to the government, such as this Prop 50? Why do you want to do that? It doesn't make sense to me. The I believe, wasn't it the Federalist who wanted to have more government power because they thought government could do things better? Really, government could do things better. Look at the mess the state of California is in. They can do things better? And you want to do that? Well, I'm going to answer one of my part of my question of why people want to give government more power. And it ties in with this gentleman's email. Because they have the power to take money from the taxpayers. And, you know, he went on to say here to solve the problems of society. Well, I'll exclude that portion of it and just go to take money from the taxpayers. Well, what do they do with it? Well, they give it to the same people. You have roughly a high percentage in California here of over 40% of the citizens in California, or let me rephrase that, the people living in California, over 40% that are getting some kind of subsidy from your money. That's part of the reason why people want to give more power to the government. Because they're cowards. They're cowards. They want the money taken from somebody else because they don't want to earn it. They don't want to earn it. That is part of the reason, at least as far as I'm concerned. And of course, even in this Prop 50, I saw something there that they had to go, okay, California voters have sent a strong and clear message that they will not stand by while Republicans try to rig the 2026 elections. This came from the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee's Rep. Susan Delbini. She argued, by overwhelmingly voting to pass Prop 50, Californians are fighting back against the GOP's disastrous record of raising costs. This is a California lady saying this. The GOP is not running the state. The rising costs are from the Democrats. And then also, as well as giving tax breaks to the ultra wealthy. Of course, you have to always go after the ultra wealthy because they've done nothing good for this country. They haven't earned it. They're all thieves and crooks and so forth and so on. That's the mentality we have here. And I'm going to blame this a little bit on not the educational system directly, but the parents of the people that have grown up with this philosophy and this anger towards successful people. And what has happened is, and if you want to think about it this way, we have more than a generation now of people being told, well, you can't make it on your own. You can't do it on your own. You failed or you didn't succeed right away because it's somebody else's fault. That has been the growing mentality in this country for a long time. And when I woke up this morning and when I was driving in, I was thinking, how long can this go on? How long can our country survive with this kind of attitude? And we have more and more people being raised to think this way. We saw what happened in New York, and socialism has been creeping in this country for years. So we will see what the future holds for. Part of that, many of you have mentioned it over the years, is the lack of history. The lack of history being taught or understood. And also how capitalism works, the economic part of it. That is not being taught as much as it should be, according to myself and others. A lot of you. So what is the formula going to look like in a couple of years, maybe 5, 10, 15 years? One can only imagine. More and more people have, let's just say, public opinion. While many still are skeptical of socialism, although they probably don't realize that they're living in some form of a socialist country right now, the positive view of socialism, though, has been growing here in the United States in the last couple of years. Now, the positive view of capitalism has declined. Right now, it's only about 53% of Americans think that capitalism is good. That's pretty dangerous. Pretty dangerous. Something to think about. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits, 805-995-4181. The city of Paso Robles announced the implementation of a paramedic squad effective Sunday, November 9th. The city says the launch of this specialized unit was made possible through support of the Paso Robles City Council and dedicated funding from Measure J20. The paramedic squad is designed for rapid response to medical incidents with trained paramedics and advanced life support capabilities. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with private landowners and the Air Pollution Control District, announced there will be another prescribed burn conducted this week. CAL FIRE says the burn will go through approximately 15 acres of vegetation on private lands east of Santa Margarita near the intersection of Pozo and Rinconada Road. The burn is scheduled for Thursday, November 6th at about 10 a.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today with about a 30% chance of showers later. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Democratic Socialist Zohran Mamdani is the next mayor of New York City. Mamdani vowing to stand up to President Trump.
If anyone can show a nation betrayed by Donald Trump how to defeat him, it is the city that gave rise to him.
Democrat Mikey Sherrill defeating Republican Jack Cittarelli to become the next governor of New Jersey.
I know not everyone voted for me, but I'm working for everyone. Every single one of you. When we all do better, we all do better.
Democrat Abigail Spanberger winning the governor's race in Virginia. Government shutdown becoming the longest on record today, entering its 36th day. And the Supreme Court hears arguments in a landmark case looking into President Trump's tariffs. America's listening to Fox News.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location, Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more, call Delta Liquid Energy, 805-239-0616 or go online, DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Game chef John Ash calls bison meat utterly delectable. I'm Susanna Luthy Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband and I raise bison at his family heritage Taylor Ranch. Bison is an intensely healthy red meat, naturally low fat, high in iron and zinc. Bison is known to lower inflammation and reduce risk of some cancers. It's packed with vitamins and minerals that can boost your brain function, energy and immunity, and protect your DNA. This is meat you can't afford not to eat. Pre-order at TaylorRanch1868.com.
Special training alert, last public class of the year, the free public free family protection clinic to be held this coming Friday from 9 a.m. till 12:30 at the Atascadero Chamber of Commerce, and it includes advanced estate planning seminars plus advanced defense handgun drills under time pressure. Training program is similar to the free training that they offer in Morro Bay. This is from Mr. Duringer. No firearms allowed, all equipment provided, and free pizza too. And you need to RSVP ASAP, and that's freeestateplanningseminar.com. Pretty simple to do. All right, it's time now for sports at 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock on the at the Right Choice, and it's brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
The NBA champion Thunder, now 8-0 to start the new season. They came on strong late to sink the Clippers 126-107, 30 points for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Battle of division leaders in the East, the Bulls rallied from down 24 to slip past the Sixers 113-111. Josh Giddey had 29 points and a triple-double.
This was an awesome test and unbelievable resilience by the group to come out the second half the way we did. And would have been easy to throw the towel in and, you know, call it a night, get ready for the next one. But credit to the guys. I thought our bench unit was unbelievable and keeping it in that game, and total team effort tonight.
At the other end of the standings, the Pelicans got their first win, 116-112 over the Hornets. Only Brooklyn still looking for dub. College hoops, number one Purdue pounded Evansville. Fletcher Lawyer had 30 points. Wins for number six Duke, number nine Kentucky, and 10th ranked Texas Tech. On the ice, the league leading Avalanche edged the Lightning 3-2. Victor Olofsson scored twice. Hurricanes blew by the Rangers 3-0. Pyotr Kochetkov made 25 saves. New York is winless in six games at home this season. Golden Knights blanked the Red Wings 1-0. Kings shut out the Jets 3-0. Cutter Gauthier's first NHL hat trick led the Ducks past the Panthers 7-3. And a lot of free hockey. Overtime wins for the Mammoth and Wild. Shootout victories for the Flyers, Stars, and Bruins. The NFL trade deadline Tuesday. A fire sale for the Jets. They send two-time All-Pro cornerback Sauce Gardner to the Colts and defensive tackle Quinnen Williams to the Cowboys, getting back three number one picks and a second rounder. And the first college football playoff poll is out. Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, and Alabama are the top four. That's Wednesday Sports.
And coming up tomorrow night, 5 o'clock, the Raiders are taking on the Broncos. We'll have it for you here on KPRL. Sports was brought to you by The Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Don't forget, I do have the one free admission pass to salute to our heroes. I've got to, I don't have to, but I'd like to get them gone by today to give you a couple of days to pick them up, because it is this Saturday from 10 until 3 at the Astoria Warbird Museum. Just email me, kevin@kprl.com. 8 minutes away from 7.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety. Very nice people, by the way. They were doing some work out there on Pleasant last week, and just a bunch of nice guys. That's where they service, supply, rent, and sell traffic control equipment. They're on El Camino Real at Atascadero. All righty, let's see here. Well, cloudy this morning with about a 30% chance of rain late morning, early afternoon, remaining cloudy, highs in the mid-60s. Cloudy skies tonight, overnight lows in the upper 40s. Some clouds tomorrow morning, giving way to mostly sunny skies by the afternoon, with highs expected in the low 70s. So we head to Friday, sunny upper 70s, upper 70s Saturday with some clouds, 80 degrees Sunday, upper 70s Monday, low 70s Tuesday, Wednesday, showers right now about 45%, highs in the mid-60s. Today's UV index will be 3. Up and down we go. 6:30 a.m., 5:05 p.m. We are at 57 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety. Visit them online, avilatraffic.com. Okay, moving gingerly along. Let's see, what does it say here on the old clock? Oh, it says 6 minutes away from 7.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
The world-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. How about that? Yes, indeed. All right, as we check in to see what animals are out there in the highways and byways, get them home safe and sound. They're not wandering too far, probably still getting adjusted to the time change that everybody likes. And also, the fact that it's getting a little cooler, particularly when the sun starts to go down. So, they want to get their furry little bodies inside ASAP and maybe even overnight start going under the covers, if you allow them, or if you can stop them. All right, let's see here. There's nothing to report here on the world-famous pet alert, but Mr. Garcia, oh boy, do I have something for you.
A doozy today.
Yes, now this is a... okay.
This is widely considered a vegetable, but botanically it is a fruit, and it has more genes than humans.
A tomato.
Okay, are you coming in again and looking at my list?
No, I just know that one off the top of my head because I thought a tomato was...
Wait a minute, wait. Who knows that off the top of their head?
Because most people consider a tomato a vegetable, but it is, in fact, a fruit. I've had this discussion before with people. So as soon as he said that, I was like, okay, if it's not a tomato, then I'm never going to guess this one.
Okay, one is, I don't consider tomato a vegetable. I just consider it food. That's the way I look at something, and they taste darn good.
They certainly do.
Yes, indeed. But that's absolutely right, so I didn't know that. And how can they have more genes than humans?
That, I don't know. I didn't know that bit.
Oh, so you don't know everything then, do you?
Correct.
Okay, let's put you in your place.
Shocker, I know.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll have to think of something to put you in your place next time. All right, well, there you have it, folks. Something you learn every day. Well, Chris has known for a long... Was that in school, or...?
I don't remember, honestly.
Oh, you don't remember, huh?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right, let's see here. What am I supposed to do? Oh, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous pet alert was brought to you by... Uncle Ed's, just visit them. Just go to TascadoGunShop.com. It's that easy. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and of course, the airport, the One Niner Diner. Every day they're open, breakfast and lunch. Okay, let's see here. I did have it, and I don't know where it is. Here it is. According to numbers, they can... tell this, but maybe even surveys, because it's, well, I'm not going to say anything more about this. What is the most Americans' favorite movie about animals? What is Americans' most enjoyable movie about animals? 238-5775. 238-KPRL, if you can figure that one out. What do you think it is? What do you think it is, folks? Of all time here in the United States, which one do you think it is? And I'll give you a little bit of a hint, but first let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Morning, the Lion King.
Yep, the Lion King, 1984, the animated one, instead of the real... lions, what was that? Elsa? I forget what that
is. Yeah. Simba and all the other ones.
All right, may I have your name, please?
It's Chris Anderson.
All right, I have you down as a qualifier. Enjoy it, and I hope you have it on DVD still. Let's see here. Also on the list, Babe. The Adventures of Milo and Otis. I heard of it. War Horse. They have E.T. they have E.T. on here. I don't know, since I've never seen E.T. I know some things that happen in it. But also here, this would be debatable, like the tomato. They have King Kong. They're referring to it as an animal. So anyway, just some of those. So we are done for this hour here on The Right Choice, KPR.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. California voters have approved the new congressional district boundaries proposed by Proposition 50 yesterday by a significant margin. As of early this morning, with about 70% of votes counted, Prop 50 is sitting at 63.8% yes and 36.2% no. The county sheriff's office, with assistance from the CHP, have arrested two suspects in connection to a burglary in Templeton and Napomo. The suspects were identified as 32-year-old Andre Story and 41-year-old Brandon Williams, both from the Los Angeles area, arrested and booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds today, 30% chance of showers, highs in the mid-60s, it's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Some others on the animal list include Bambi,
101 Dalmatians, although it doesn't say whether it's the automated one or that other one, babe. Homeward Bound, Free Willy, Finding Nemo, Madagascar, and Zootopia. All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. They'll get to the root of the problem. Call them for a free estimate, 805-610-8266.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.